We're live here today in Franklin at Kroger, just outside. You can't miss us. You see the 102.5 The Game van. We've got our tents. We're asking you to help out Tornado Relief, 1203 Murfreesboro Road in Franklin. We'll be doing our show here all afternoon long. We'll tell you everything you can get involved with in just a minute. But first, we must head east. Let's bring in the fine head coach at East Tennessee State. The Buccaneers have punched their ticket into the NCAA tournament, and their head coach is on the line, Steve Forbes. Coach, how you doing? Good morning.
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you guys trying to help out with tornado relief. I know that's been a big topic up there ever since that happened.
Yeah, the efforts continue. It's amazing to see a community come together, and that's exactly what's happened here. And we'll just continue with the cleanup and trying to repair some lives. A lot of people's lives have been turned upside down from this horrific travesty that happened and devastation that happened to Middle Tennessee. What about this season? How good, by the way, does it feel to get back into the NCAA tournament for you guys? And how happy were you to not see Fletcher McGee with Wofford, even though it didn't matter? You guys won pretty easily, but it was nice to not see him in the lineup.
Hey, I got to tell you, funny quick one. So a couple years ago when we went to the NCAA tournament, you know, I let the cameras in the tournament. You know, they like to come in there. We're playing Florida, right? So I tell the team, hey, listen, Noah and Horford and Brewer, they're not coming out that door today. I've seen great Florida. This ain't great Florida. So anyway, you know, they beat us. Every Florida team in America, every Florida fan in America trashes me on Twitter, okay? So it's funny. So the other day somebody texted me, thank God Fletcher McGee ain't coming out that door today. no question. Oh man. Oh, it was a little bit easier task without him and Cameron Jackson. I'll put it to you like that. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't the same. And it's been a heck of a run, guys. I mean, you know, we've been on a heck of a tear here. We've won, I don't know, 23 of our last 24, something like that. 12 in a row, and we're playing at a really high level right now.
Steve, you're the head coach. You're in charge. You know, you could have had your assistant, Brian Collins, say all those nasty things about Florida and take all the flack and take all the heat, right?
Let me tell you how assistant coaches work. They tell you, you ask them, hey, what do you think would be something good to say? Hey, say this. This will sound good. You know, not knowing that the repercussions are not coming their direction. And so Penny and Brooke Savage, you know, they got all kinds of great ideas. But, you know, once you move over – now, Penny probably realizes now that he's moved over a seat, you know, he can't have all those great ideas anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Is there a different approach? Obviously, we're in uncharted waters. I mean, I don't know. None of us know where this is going. I believe because of the season you just described, you guys have had a tremendous season, a 30-win season. I don't believe you have to worry about Dayton. I don't think that's going to happen. I think you guys are going to be a pretty high seed. But how do you think, Coach? I mean, what are you hearing? I mean, is there a chance this thing is played in front of no one? I mean, where do you think this is going?
Well, it's kind of hard to say, guys. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it won't happen because each day it seems to get a little bit worse, you know. Obviously our tournament is over, and so it didn't affect us. But you know, each day you see more and more tournaments, more and more schools kind of shut down. So I hope it's not the case. But I'm sure in the end they'll do what's best for the student athletes and the fans. And I mean, it's very possible that it could come to that. You know, back when I was at Tennessee, and when was the tornado? I think in 2008.
I was in the dome with the six. Yes, 2008 at the Georgia Dome. Yes.
Yeah, so I was in the dome when it hit, and the next day, you know, we had to play the tournament over at Georgia Tech, basically in front of no fans.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of been through it a little bit before, like a little different circumstances, but I would hate it for the kids, and I'd hate it for the fans, but I guess we got to do what's best.
Well, I was in that dome just like you were when it was happening. I was sitting next to Pat Dooley, and I looked up and saw those big steel beams swaying back and forth like they were Legos. And I said, I think I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go underneath. And I was pretty shook up. That was a crazy night, and I packed up my stuff, and I came back to Nashville. I didn't even go to Georgia Tech. I just came home. I said, I've seen enough.
Well, no, I did. I had some screws from those beams, those up there falling down and hitting hit on our table.
Oh, wow.
And I ran. I ran. I was a scout in mid-court. I ran to the tunnel, and, you know, I'd worked for Billy Gillespie at A&M, and Kentucky was getting ready to play, and he took me, and I went back with him into their locker room.
Wow.
And I didn't know what was going on until I walked outside, and then, you know, it was a disaster zone. So,
yes, it was.
You just never know, you know. It was a crazy time.
Steve Forbes on the line with us, head coach, East Tennessee State, ETSU, is going dancing this year. Coach, what has made this team so special? Obviously, you were 16-2 in conference play. You won 30 games. Why is this team worked, and did you know all along that this could be a special season, or when did that happen in your mind?
Yeah, you know, I thought last year at this time when we got beat by Wofford in the tournament, I told the media that we won 24 games. I said, we were really good. We just weren't special. And you had to be special in this league to win it. And a year later, I sat there two nights ago and told the media that we are special. And that we're the first team in the 100-year history of the Southern Conference to win 30 games before going to the tournament. And there's only been four teams in the history of the SoCon to win 30. And, you know, this is a special team. And the reason why is because we have tremendous chemistry and tremendous balance. We've had eight different leading scorers this year in a game. I don't think too many teams in the country could probably say that. You know, over the last 12 games, we've won 12 in a row. I've got, you know, five guys averaging double figures and a couple guys real close, almost seven guys. And so they really share the ball. We spent a lot of time together. We had a chip on our shoulder after we didn't make the tournament finals last year because we've made it four out of 5 years since I've been here. And we worked really hard in the summer. We went to Europe in August, had a great time, great bonding experience, and these guys just came back and really, really worked hard. And, you know, when we went to Kansas early in the year and lost by five, I'm not into moral victories, but I thought we had a chance, you know. And then a month later, we went to LSU and you know, had them down 23 in the second half and beat them handily. And then, you know, winning the league play. And even without our best player, really, for most of the league play, Jeromy Rodriguez missed 11 games. And he averaged a double-double last year. And he was a fourth-leading rebounder in the country. And so it's a testament to our depth and our chemistry.
We're talking to Steve Forbes, the head coach at ETSU, and Coach, I know Trey Boyd leads the way in scoring, but how much has the depth of your team really met to the success this year? Because you seem to have a pretty deep bench.
Yeah, I think it's meant everything. Trey came off the bench for all the way up until we started this 12-game streak. He actually was coming off the bench and leading us in scoring. I've always liked to bring some offensive firepower off the bench. I think that really helps your team's confidence. And, you know, having him being able to score like that is a tremendous asset for our team. Now, this, you know, once he went to the starting lineup, bring Pat Good off the bench. And the other day, guys, we beat Western Carolina to win the regular season championship on the last day. And we were down 10 with four and a half to go. And he scored 17 points in 4 minutes. I've never seen him like he scored five threes in 4 minutes and two free throws. So it is nice to have depth. I think it's hard for teams to prepare for us because it seems it's always somebody different, you know, every night that we play.
I know it's obviously a team sport, but you were named the SoCon Coach of the Year. What did that honor mean to you and the rest of your staff?
Well, you know, it's always nice to be recognized by your peers. I mean, I think that's important. And but most important is it's just a reflection of your team and your staff, as you said. And I have a staff that we've been together an awfully long time. You know, Jason Shea and I were full-time assistants at Tennessee together for 5 years, and we were together at Northwest Florida. We've been together 12 years. He's one of the finest X and O coaches in the country. And Brooks Savage, same. You know, Brooks was with us the entire time at Tennessee. He was with me at Northwest Florida. He's been with me the entire time here. You know, and then I have B.J. Mackey on my staff, who's, you guys probably recognize the name. You know, he's the all-time leading scorer still at University of South Carolina. Great coach and does a great job. Frank Davis. Frank's from the – he was up there for a long time. He played at Tennessee Tech. And so I'm very lucky to have just a tremendous staff.
So how you you've been there since 2015, obviously, as you mentioned, and you know have made the tournament before. So how do you kind of take what you've learned along the way to apply that to this year to get ready?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing, and I know this will sound a little crazy, I think they need to enjoy it. One of the great things about having your tournament the week before Selection Sunday is you get some chance to have some fun. You know, there's been times at other schools, and when I was at A&M or Tennessee, maybe we're playing on Sunday, on Selection Sunday, and you go back to the hotel, you watch the show in a banquet room, you fly home, and then you fly back out on Tuesday. And you don't really have a chance to really enjoy the moment. So right now I just want them to enjoy the moment. And we took yesterday and today off, and then, you know, tomorrow we'll ease back into it, and then Friday, Saturday we'll crank it up and go hard, and then, you know, Sunday we'll know who we're playing, and then we'll attack it like a regular game. But I think right now I think it's most important for these kids just to enjoy the moment.
It's funny to hear you say that because, you know, coaches want their players to get the best of this experience because it's, you know, 4 years or less for some. Do you get to enjoy the moment, though?
I finally did. I'll be honest with you. I've been kind of miserable for the last 3 weeks, and you're like, well, how is that possible? You know, guys, the pressure of being on the – when you're having a year like we're having, and all of a sudden now people decide that it's okay to mention you as an at-large bid, there's so much pressure at the mid-major level because you can't lose a game.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been in the high majors. I understand. You know, I've never – at Wichita State, Texas A&M, or Tennessee, I never went to any of those tournaments having to win any games to get in the NCAA tournament. Didn't matter. We're already in. But here, you can't – there's no margin for error. And so those last 3 weeks, I've just been – man, my stomach's been a mess because, you know, I know we have a good team, and I want to give them the opportunity – to play in the NCAA tournament because they deserve it. Now, what would have been really a long week now, I wouldn't have had any fun this week had we lost on Monday because we'd have been 29-5, and I don't know if we would have got in. And I think that's sad to be 29-5 and 16-2 in your conference and you probably can't get in the tournament. And you beat LSU on the road and Little Rock and Winthrop and all these other places. I have a hard time with that, and so I'm glad that it didn't come to that.
You were a 13 seed last go around. Do you think you're going to be better this go around?
Yeah, I do.
Me too.
I don't know where you know. I've seen. I don't think we'll be a 9, but I've seen some of that. I think it's from 10, 11, 12.
I've seen 10 and 11.
Guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Let me say this. You've been really nice to come to our city the last 2 years. I know in particular Coaches versus Cancer event. It's been a really nice evening, a fun evening. I'm one of the bozos that got up on stage and would kick it off every year. But, just the back and forth with you and Farnham. Thanks for doing it, and you make it fun that night. So it's been a lot of fun having you involved in that event.
Well, thank you. And I, you know, honest truth is, when I quit having fun, I'm gonna quit coaching. I mean, hard enough the way it is, and you spend so much time at it. Like any job that we all have, if I'm not gonna have fun doing it, I'm not gonna do it. So, I've enjoyed that relationship there with the Coaches versus Cancer, and you know, Nashville is a great city, and I know you guys will bounce back. I grew up in Tornado Alley. You know, I grew up in Iowa. I lived in Kansas for a long time, and I fully understand the destruction of a tornado. I've seen it firsthand, and it's bad, it's tough because you have no warning. You know, I lived in Florida, you know, for a while, and when a hurricane comes, you got 3 days to prepare. You know, when a tornado comes, you got about 30 seconds.
Especially in the middle of the night.
Well, that's the bad, that's the worst part of it. And then the other side of it is, you know, growing up in the north, growing up in Iowa, Kansas, you know, most of us have a basement. You know, most of us, I mean, have a some type of shelter. And I think one of the problems, too, and there's probably not proper shelter, you know, for people to even to be safe. And that's something that, you know, going forward, I think people need to address is, you know, you got to have some place to go.
Yeah. Too bad we're built on rock.
I know.
Nashville's on a rock.
Well,
doesn't
know,
make it
know,
easy.
Isn't it limestone?
You know, in Oklahoma, after they had a couple of those really bad twisters, people started, they would actually build a into the garage floor. You know, they'd cut the concrete and go down in the garage floor. I don't know. I mean, I know how, I've been being a parent, I got three kids, I know a couple times I had to grab my children and run to the basement, and it's not something I wish on anybody.
Yeah.
And so I feel for them, and, you know, hopefully we can, when this thing slows down, we can get up there and help out a little bit too.
Well said. Always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this. Best of luck. We'll certainly be watching here in this area, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. Steve Forbes. He is the head men's basketball coach at ETSU, and I agree with him. They were a 13 seed last go-around. They're not going to be a 13 seed this go-around. 10, 11, I mean 12 at the latest, but the way we've been talking about college basketball this year, if it was a loaded college basketball season and there were a lot of halves, okay, yeah, I could see them sliding down, but not this year. I think there's a real shot there. Like, they're a 10 seed, in my opinion. All right, we'll come back. More from Kroger here in Franklin, 1203 Murfreesboro Road. Stop in. We'll tell you what we're doing here on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.